Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow. Myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome to it. Going back to the phones in just a moment. Don't know if you noticed, Evan, maybe you don't watch a lot of Sunday night television, but Bill Barr, he is a gar, big fat one. Bill Barr, the former attorney general under Donald Trump, well, he's on something of a reputation restoration tour. And he went on the NBC last night with Savannah Guthrie. And it was a much panned interview. And we're going to share a little of the sound of it. But I would point out the ratings were pretty low. Apparently you, like I, and probably Evan, skipped the Bill Barr interview. I did not watch it live, I'll readily admit. And he said a few newsworthy things we'll share. But CBS's show SWAT, well, that be the Bill Barr interview, as did the long-running Fox cartoon The Simpsons and Family Guy. And I will readily admit, I watched The Simpsons and Family Guy with my teenager last night. So that's what I was doing instead of watching former AG Bill Barr and one of the NCIS spinoffs. Even the long-running America's Funniest Home Videos scored twice as many viewers as the Bill Barr interview. So the former boss would be very disappointed. You know, Trump was a ratings machine. Apparently Bill Barr much less so. How disappointing. 844-967-2789. A few holdovers from the last big hour. Profane Ronnie, you're a friend. What do you got for us?
Hiya, honey.
Good.
I don't even earn my nickname anymore. You got all these other callers that are dropping bombs.
I know. We got to be careful out here in Radio Land. No, you're sanitized, Ronnie, these days.
Right. They don't have the practice that I have to withhold those choice words. Oh, yeah. I just wanted to address, it was nice to hear Gary again. You know,
it was nice to hear from Gary. Been a year or more, according to Gary.
He's not drinking as much Kool-Aid. You know, I thought he was, you know, pretty reasonable for the most part.
I was waiting for the surprise attack. Like, where's the butt? Where, you know, Gary being reasonable is not normal Gary, but, you know. I was thinking to myself,
well, you know,
Gary, you've changed. But what were your thoughts, Ronnie? I'm sorry to keep interrupting.
No, not a problem. So mostly I wanted to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. You know, and it's not just him. It's all my righty friends. Oh, just open up the Keystone Pipeline, blah, blah, blah. Well, one, it was never open where we were getting any product out
Correct.
Of there. So that's not why we have...
We didn't turn off the Keystone Pipeline. We just didn't build another pipeline.
Right. And two, it's not our product. It's Canada's. And when it gets down to the Gulf and it gets processed, Canada's first customer is not the United States.
Probably
it's
China often.
Countries. Yeah.
Well, people don't understand... You know, the whole commodity nature. They just think, well, if we produce more oil, then we'll have more oil. Well, not if we're not the highest bidder, because oil is still sold and refined as a commodity and sold to the highest bidder. So whoever's willing to pay the most for oil, they get the oil. So it doesn't drive the price down necessarily. Now, if there's a glut of oil, certainly the price of oil goes down. But, you know, some of that is artificial demand. And, you know, as long as Russia's invading Ukraine, there's going to be a little artificial demand. But Profane Ronnie, I was surprised to hear Gary say he's willing to make the sacrifice at the gas pump for the Ukrainian people. And I had seen some polling over the course of the weekend. So are the vast majority of Americans. You know, people whine so much, or at least I hear righties whining so much about inflation. But if it's for a good cause, you know, they'll suck it up and put a little extra petrol in their pickup trucks.
Yeah. And trust me, pickup trucks, I put in like $70. It hurts. But I know it's temporary. This is, I mean, this is not going to be a 20-year war in Afghanistan where it's going to hurt for 20 years. I believe that all this stuff with Russia, you know, maybe... I don't want to give any kind of timeline because I don't know. I'm not a military analyst, but this is not going to be years and years of this. But getting back to the oil, the other thing is opening up the Keystone Pipeline. It is the dirtiest oil to process. So we are localizing the pollution in our country at the Gulf, and then we're exporting the profit because Canada takes their profit wherever, you know. And the other thing he said, well, the Biden administration has to open up more permits. We need more permits to drill in more places, Alaska, this and that. Jen Psaki talked about it and Tom Hartman talked about it. I can't remember if it's 6,000 or 9,000. There are that many permits already out there that are not being used. So it's not like, oh, there's nowhere to drill. No, there is, and you have the permits for them. So now go drill. You know, they just
drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, you give them everything, and then they want more. It's, well, it drives me crazy.
Ronnie, I referenced an opinion piece last week at thehill.com, and the opinion piece was we're going to continue to have wars as long as we have dependency on petrochemicals. You know, that necessitates the war because there's always a choke point in supply, and if you want the supply... you got to go take the supply. And that is half the reason we fight wars. Well, what if we moved off the oil standard? What would that do for our geopolitical outlook? And I'm not saying we wouldn't stand with the people of Ukraine, but, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about perhaps crippling the people of Europe if you're too harsh with the sanctions.
Yeah, yeah.
But I even found myself agreeing with Gary, we should cut off the Russian oil. I don't see how we, in good faith, as a people, as an American people, buy any Russian oil in the midst of what's going on. We're just funding this action.
Yeah. And it's not even like it would affect us that much because we get such a small percentage. So, like, yeah, just cut it off. It's not going to make a difference. You know,
wouldn't it be a great time for a lot of Americans to, you know, go and trade in for an electric vehicle? All the major manufacturers are rolling out electric vehicles. It's going to get to the point where you really can't buy a gas guzzler.
Yeah. Go to Griffin Ford. They've got them.
Nice. Nice. Sorry. Profane Ronnie, you have a great one. Okay, sister.
That was a shameless plug. That was a shameless plug for my husband.
Has he got electric trucks out there?
I don't know, but you should go out there. It's they treat you right.
I hear there's a waiting list on the Broncos, Ronnie. I appreciate your call. Maybe if you knew someone. Let's play a little of the sound of Psaki just in regards to the gas prices and the fossil fuel dependency. Let's use Ronnie's direction and let's play a little of Jen Psaki, starting with cut 28, if you would, Evan. Jen Psaki.
The best thing we can do is reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and foreign oil because that will help us have a reliable source of energy so that we're not worried about gas prices going up because of the whims of a foreign dictator.
Right. I like the way she thinks. Now, again, this is Jen Psaki from the White House doing a little press briefer. I believe she might be dueling with Peter Ducey here, you know, the Foxy News tool. Anyways, more from Psaki, the Biden spokesperson. Cut 29, please.
there was a discussion that was had by members of the administration over the course of the last several days. Those discussions are also ongoing. And part of our focus is also on the health and welfare of detained U.S. citizens. Well, a separate process, still, that is part of our engagement with them.
More from Psaki. Cut 30, please.
And I will just note in this scenario that they are separate. They are separate paths and conversations, just as they are in the Iran negotiations.
Let's jump one. Let's go. The final soundbite from Jen Psaki, spokesperson for Joe Biden. Cut number 32, the oil ban and focusing on sanctions.
What the president is most focused on is ensuring we are continuing to take steps to deliver punishing economic consequences on Putin while taking all action necessary to limit the impact to prices at the gas pump.
Jen Psaki from the White House. Your phone calls from wherever you're calling from at 844-967-2789. In this case, from Humboldt County, California. Lori, you're next. Welcome, Lori.
Oh, thank you. Just quickly, boycott McDonald's. They're not quitting Russia, and their business as usual, profits before all else. Boycott McDonald's, and maybe better than that, support your very local businesses. That's all. That's all. Thank you.
Lori, thank you. Be well in Humboldt County. Listen on KGOE 1480 AM, or perhaps the translator out there, a very devilish 92.7 FM. Love our friends on the leftist coast. Love our friends all across the country calling in on the devil line, the direct dial at 844-967-2789. Our friend PT, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, good. How are you, Crew?
Hanging in there, brother. Got my shoveling done. Yeah. Trying to get our engineering hassles of the newest weather put behind us and do a little radio show, man. Same old, just different day.
Yeah. So, I heard Gary's comment about the pipeline, and I was just going to kind of add to what you said with Jen Psaki. She had a tweet out that goes for like several tweets. I'll just read a couple things if that's all right. She said production is up in the United States. Natural gas and oil is rising, approaching record levels. The trend lines are also up. But the most important thing is that there's like 7,000 or 9,000 unused approved permits to drill onshore. So if we wanted to produce more oil, if the companies wanted to produce more oil, they could go and drill. Now, there doesn't seem to be a shortage in the United States. In fact, we are the largest producers of oil right now, or comparable with some other countries in the world.
Paul, we're very short on time. I saw Jen Psaki the other day, slapping back at a reporter, like, the oil companies don't have enough money to drill. And she said, that's laughable. Come back. More Devil's Advocate. Your calls always welcome here. 844-967-2789.